You made a little plan for yourself. And you stuck with it. You didn't cancel. I know you wanted to cancel. I know it. I know it. I almost did too. Texting each other, we still gonna go to the thing? Yeah, don't you wanna go? No, I do. I'm just seeing if there's any weakness on your part. I will tear this night down. Be home with my pants off all night. It's all you want. You just want to be home with your pants off. Oh, it's the best feeling in the world. And you only get it if you cancel. Oh, there's no better feeling in the world than canceling. Oh, it's the best. Just going from I have to do something to I'm not doing anything. Oh, what a dream. Canceling dinner plans with another couple? Oh, heaven. You think we can cancel on him? Yes. I don't have to listen to him talk or watch her chew? Yes. Oh, canceling the gym? Oh, that one's sweet. You don't even have to call anyone. Just do it in your head. Not going. Done. Oh, it's the best. Snow days? Remember snow days? Oh, it's the best. God canceling everything on everybody. More powerful than your parents. I want to go to school, but I can't. God won't let us. No, it's a hard thing not to cancel, and you didn't cancel, and you made it, and it means a lot, and I thank you. Sincerely. And what else are you going to do, really? What are you going to do? Stay home? Watch the news? Watch more news? You going to watch more news? That's a treat. Are you scared? Are you guys scared? Everybody's scared now. Are you scared? Yeah? Because you watch too much news. Turn it off. Go to a show. Look, some things are scary. I'll give it to you. No grown-ups left. That's kind of scary. There's no one left to fight the bad guys. There's adult coloring books now. Adult coloring books. And they're popular. I saw a man, a grown man, on the floor of an airport. A man laying on his stomach on the floor of an airport, just coloring, just. Why even wear pants? Why? You're not a man. You're a baby man. My friend's like, no, Tom, you don't understand. They are adult. I have one. It's a Game of Thrones coloring book. My apologies. I thought it was something childish like The Hobbit. I didn't know it was Game of Thrones. That must be hard with all the snow in that show. Having to use the white crayon, you never really know if it's working or not. No one can deal. How about these people with the fake service dogs? You see these creeps? Fake service, there's real service dogs that help real people. Then a girl shows up with a Pekingese sticking out of a Hello Kitty handbag and acts like it's working. And how little do you have to think of yourself to scam a certificate and show it at the gate? I have to have this puppy with me on this flight, or I'm gonna lose my marbles. Oh, by all means, welcome aboard. What could possibly go wrong with your crazy ass? At 40,000 feet. I got on a flight the end of last year. There was a woman next to me. I'm not making any of this up. Middle seat. She turned to me. She had a chihuahua in a baby Bjorn. I swear to head, penis, legs and dog arms. The look of humiliation in this animal's face. He was just like, I apologize. we normally walk. We've been walking up till now. I'm gonna have to get pants. This is upsetting. I can't reach. Oh. Look, it's easy to scare human beings. We scare easy. We're a timid creature, you know? My wife is one of those people that gets frightened in restaurants if you don't give her exact directions to the bathroom. You have these people in your life. Well, where is it? Where? It's back there to the right. But where? Has anyone gone? Has anyone gone? No, just follow a wall. You'll get there. Seriously, has anyone not come back? Has anyone not come back? I miss Grandpa. Me too. We shouldn't have taken him to the Applebee's and let him go by himself. Look, you get scared, but keep your eye on the ball. You know, you have to have perspective. Are you afraid of ISIS? You think ISIS is coming to your house? Are they coming to your house? No, keep your eye on the ball. There's so many other ways you could die. You drove here tonight. You made it here. You still got to get back. Roads are crazy. You should be scared of moms and Honda Odysseys. That's who you should be scared of. Not some guy dressed up like a ninja from Party City running around Yemen. Keep it in perspective. Look, life is stressful. It's hard being a human being. It's hard. It's hard getting through life. I understand. I had a hard day today as well. My whole day today was spent trying not to eat nachos. That was my whole day. No, they're bad for me. I shouldn't eat them, and I can't stop. And I ate them again. I ate them again. Gas station nachos today. Oh, back off. Your fancy Cleveland farm-to-table nacho attitude. Think a drug addict cares where he gets his drugs? No. Just gets them, he puts them in his body. Look, I'm not an animal. I didn't wake up and say, I'm eating nachos today. I woke up, I said, no, today's the day. No nachos. We're not doing it. But that's a different guy making those decisions. That's Morning Tom who says those things. Oh no, you'd like Morning Tom. He's a winner. He's a winner. Oh, Morning Tom. He puts on workout clothes, returns emails. Makes fruit smoothies. Fruit smoothies. Gets a blender, puts in protein powder. Stare down my weak family eating Fruit Loops. You guys are losers. You know that, right? All three. You're looking at a winner right here. We all are in the morning. There's a different you coming out right now. In the morning, you're clear-eyed and focused. That's why I never hit on anyone in the morning. You gotta wait till late at night when they're confused and tired. They gotta lay down somewhere. Might as well be with you. No one has ever gotten laid in the history of mankind at the breakfast buffet. I'll be back for waffles. But that's okay. That's all right, you know? Problem is, Morning Tom doesn't last very long. Passes out around 2. And the guy that wakes up in his place is a very different guy. He's not a winner. That guy is not a winner. He's an alcoholic is what he is. Takes that same blender and fills it up with margarita mix and tequila. Yeah. Now my kids are looking at me. Who's the loser now? Drunk at 3. And he's a liar. He'll say anything to get me to drink. Anything. Come on. Just have one. Have one. You deserve it. You deserve it. That's all I got to hear. Yeah, you're right. I do deserve it. Yeah, I worked hard this week. I fixed the toilet, too. You don't hear that running anymore. No, I did that. I took the lid off the back. I put my hand in that creepy water. I touched the chain with the grass on it. I did that. And it's fixed. It's going to stay fixed. As long as you use the other bathroom, just use the other toilet. I'm not sure what the hell I did. And they please. Then he just comes at you. Come on. Come on. If you have one, you're going to stop at one. You can't stop at one. You think Sinatra ever stopped at one? Yeah, you're right. I'm just like Sinatra, too, without the songs and the money. All right. And then 3 hours later, I'm just wandering around my house drunk with a phone in my hand. I wonder if Panda Express makes nachos. But that's okay. You have to have perspective in your life. You have to enjoy yourself. You can't work crazy all the time. I mean, what difference does it make? You got to have enjoy yourself. You know, if you worked all the time, what would be different? Nothing. Nothing. At this point in your life, don't you realize how much you're going to affect the world? Don't you realize what you're going to accomplish? Calm down. Really. And that's all right. You don't compare yourself to the people who changed the world. They're freaks, genetic freaks. Steve Jobs, Edison, freaks. First of all, no sleep. No sleep. 3 hours of sleep a night, those guys. Three. I'm out. I need a lot of sleep. Sometimes I wake up in the morning, my first thought is, I don't think I can get a nap today. I don't even know if I'm tired. I don't even know if I slept last night. I haven't even opened my eyes. I know I peed 5 times. I don't know if I remmed out at the end. And it's not a lazy thing. It's a genetic condition. I come from a long line of nappers. The Papa family naps. My whole childhood was waking up adults to ask them stuff. They would just lay around the living room like a pile of sea lions. Dad. Can I go to Keith's house? Grandma, gotta go to Keith's house. She moved her whiskers. That's a yes. Let's go. And so what? So you don't work all the time. What's going to happen? How's your life going to change? What, you're not going to be part of the super rich? Is that what's going to happen? First of all, that shouldn't be a goal. It doesn't change your life at all. And second of all, the list of people with all the money shrinks every year. It's down to 10 people now. But in 2 years, it's going to be like Bob. Bob has all the money. Everybody just sleep in. Take the whole summer off. Bob's got all the money. And it shouldn't be a goal. It's just this abstract thing that you just keep chasing. You know, I personally, never a goal. I don't need a lot of money. I could live a poet's life. I really, sincerely could. Don't need money. Don't need stuff. Always giving it away. I could move every week. I really could. But I do not live alone. I'm married and I have 2 children, and they are greedy capitalist pigs. More. Wah! I want food with every meal. Wah! So I work hard. All my money goes to them. Every damn penny goes to these people. I live in a horrible school district in LA now, and it was either pay for school or guns and ammo. And they have no skills or coordination, so I'm paying for school. It goes against everything I believe in. But I'm paying for school. My only rule for paying for school is I won't pay for any school that is predominantly Asian. Why? Why would I pay all of that money for my kids to be last in everything? We can't compete. These families are dominant. They kick ass. Can't compete. Straight A students, these kids play 5 instruments. 5. They're walking to school. They have an oboe and a violin and a drum kit. The dad's pushing a baby grand piano across the parking lot. My kids play the toilet paper roll. Literally, we just walk around the house. I think you got it, honey. I don't think you have to practice anymore. Get some Pop-Tarts, sit on the couch, enjoy your life. They beat us everywhere we go. I put the little one in the swim team. I figure we have a chance there, right? Let's go to the pool. That's an Asian-free zone. Let's try. Not anymore. They dominated every other sport. Now they're at the pool. But my kid's big. She's got a back like Michael Phelps. I'm like, we can take him. Come on, we can do this. They hit the gun. Their kids took off like speedboats. My kid, 2 strokes, drowned right in their wake. We scooped her out, resuscitated her, put her right back on the couch. And we quit that night. She was like, I thought we're not allowed to quit things, Dad. Yeah, well, I'm not going to be humiliated like that again. I'm not going to ruin my Saturdays and sit through that. Yeah, you lay there and think about what you might be good at and we'll try again. Now No. So I'm not going to be part of the super rich. And I have news for you. You're not either. They don't do this. They don't come out to the ass end of Cleveland and sit in the dark and listen to jokes. They do different things. They summer. Do you summer? I don't summer. Summer happens, and I deal with it. Just stay in the shade and walk slow. No, they buy all white, a whole white wardrobe on Memorial Day to go summer. I can't wear white. I bought a white shirt last year. I sweat through it in 20 minutes. It looked like I was smuggling turkey gravy under my armpits. Yeah, I should have thrown it out, but I spent $20 for it at Old Navy. I'm going to wear it. I just kept my arms in the rest of the season. No, we don't summer. We don't wear all white. My family doesn't have parties in the middle of a wheat field. We don't have a dining room table in the middle of a field where food just falls from the heavens. And everyone's beautiful and the dad stands up and quotes Shakespeare. And everybody laughs because they get it. That is not my family. We go to my sister's picnic table, we eat egg salad sandwiches, we push grandma in the kiddie pool and her tip pops out. That's what we laugh at. That's what we get. Oh, grandma, your titteth has poppeth out. To be or not to be in a home. I say we keep her, she's hilarious. Put sponges in the toaster, who does that? Look, there's nothing wrong with making money, right? You want to make money, you have to make money. I'm not saying you want to be poor. We've all been there, right? When I started comedy out of college, I made $5 a night. Five, in New York. I needed the money. It was fun times, but everything smelled like hot dogs. Everything. I did, my girlfriend did. It was like, are we making hot dogs again? No, that's us. We got to get jobs. This is not working out. We smell weird. But how much is enough? You know what I mean? How much is enough? Do you really need a mansion? Who needs a mansion? Who needs a mansion? If you have 80 children, you should have a mansion, right? If you have 80 children, you need that square footage. You know what these places look like because they come in the beautiful real estate section of the Sunday paper, this beautiful magazine filled with mansions. Why? Why are you putting that in the poor people newspaper? Who's couponing and looking for a mansion in the same paper? They always have those perfect kitchens, the beautiful island with a fruit bowl with a pyramid of perfect green apples. You eat one, a new one just appears out of nowhere. Because they have an apple boy. They have an apple boy. Just sits under the kitchen sink and waits. I've never even bought a fruit bowl. Have you ever bought a fruit bowl? No, you buy fruit, you need a bowl, you just pick it out of the other bowls. Congratulations, bowl. You've been nominated. Say goodbye to your friends. You're the fruit bowl. And fruit isn't even the main thing in the fruit bowl. It's mostly car keys and pennies and garlic skin. One black banana from 1995. No one wants to pick it up because you know it's going to split. So if you have a lot of money and you help people, that's one thing. But the culture's devolved into this I'm better than you attitude. It's just to have stuff. You know, people in your family and friends who just mortgage it, lease it, just to say, I'm better than you. Even if they don't have it, just look at what I have. Look at my car, it's newer than yours. Look at my wife, she's newer than yours. She might be older, but she has all new parts. Where do you shop? The regular supermarket? That's disgusting. I can tell from your skin because it's splotchy and gross. No, I respect it, I just can't do it. I only shop at Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. That's where I get my conflict-free M&Ms. Nyeh. Nyeh. I'm done with the Whole Foods, I'm done with it. I like eating healthy, I do, but you have to be a billionaire to eat healthy. I'm not spending $5 an apple because you thought it was a good idea to ship it from Vermont by bicycle. Then where are you gonna get your kale? How are you gonna get your kale? I don't know, I don't care. I don't even know what it is. My grandmother never made it, my mother never saw it. It just showed up like a week and a half ago. But it's here now and you gotta eat it. Well, how do I know what it is? Because it tastes like mulch, and you feel like a koala bear when you're chewing on it. Are you supposed to eat the stem? Oh, okay. Hard to tell the eat part from the throw out part. They get up to the register, they put on a whole show about their bags. I have my own bags. I want everyone here to know I wouldn't use their bags. I am an angel sent from heaven. I wove my own bags out of human hair and seaweed. Get over yourself. These people have driven me to Costco. That's the only place I shop now. I go to Costco. Yeah. Yeah. No one acts like they're better than you at Costco. Everyone knows exactly who they are at Costco. I'm disgusting and I need more stuff immediately. And I'm making one trip. I brought the big car. This is my only weekend out. There's a sense of community when you go to Costco. Right? You can't go there by yourself. You can drive there alone. You're gonna have to make some friends on your way in. You can't get a 25-pound salami on your back by yourself, trying to throw it in your cart like the Scottish strongman competition. Place is so massive, they gotta hand out little samples and cups to keep up your strength. It's like a white trash marathon in that place. Here's a fried bologna bowl, you're doing great. There's fried chicken popsicles, aisle 10. You get there by Tuesday if you keep up the pace. You get to the register, no one's talking about bags at Costco. They even have bags. They have boxes with holes in it. There was a dead pig in this yesterday. I don't know if that bothers you. The cardboard's a little wet. He was a bleeder. And they know they're not gonna live forever at Costco. They have coffins at the door. They literally sell coffins at the door, which sounds absurd until you look in your cart filled with Cheez-Its and Slim Jims. You're like, how much longer can I live like this? Seriously. You know what? Today's the day. I'm buying a coffin today. You know what? Give me the coffin. I'm gonna use it as my box. Put all my stuff in there. Wheel it. Look, I don't even blame you. If you're one of the Costco people or the Whole Foods people, it's not even up to you anymore, right? You go to a store once, they take so much information from you, you end up in this long-term relationship with these companies. Back off. I deal with human beings. That's enough. I'm not dating you, CVS. Every time I go to CVS, do you have your card? Do you have your CVS card? Do you have your card? No, for the 10th time this week, no, I don't have a card. You don't have a card? This man doesn't have a card. This man doesn't have a card. You've got to join us. People coming out of the back, join us. Join us. No, I don't want to join you. I don't want anything on my keychain. I didn't want to make eye contact with you, frankly. I just want to sneak in here, get this ointment, go home and deal with this. Do you take money? I'll pay you money. I'll pay you double if you let me leave. I should be home with my pants off solving this problem right now. Then you don't join up. They act like a psychotic girlfriend on your way out. Well, how about your email, your phone number? We're not going to use it. We just want to have it. We just want to smell it when you're not here. Because we love you. Back off. Right, check it in the hotel. Welcome back, Tom. Whoa, what do you mean welcome back? You don't know me. That's why I stay with you. You don't know me. I know people in town. I don't stay with them. They know me. This is our relationship. I come in late at night, I do weird stuff to your towels, and I leave in the morning. Forget my name. Every restaurant, they can't just come up to your table. Now I gotta bounce up there. You guys ever eaten here before? You guys ever eaten in an Outback Steakhouse before? Just lie. Yeah, I've been here before. They leave and they get your drink. My wife likes to be honest. No, I've never been in one of these before. What's gonna happen? He's gonna do a show. He's gonna do a goddamn show. Let me tell you how it works. They're a little crazy, the Outback Steakhouse. You think you've been eating your whole life, chewing and swallowing? That's not what we do here. You order your appetizer, bring out a can, and we shoot it right in your face. They all have their own credit card now. Do you have your KFC MasterCard? Do you have your KFC MasterCard? No, I don't have a chicken credit card in my wallet. But the picture of a plantation owner on the side. Well, I can save you 15% of your purchase right now if you apply for a KFC MasterCard. Yeah, I'm sure the 25 people behind me wouldn't mind me filling out some paperwork and running a credit check during their lunch half hour. I don't care about 15% of $8. I don't care. I just want to sit in the parking lot by myself, eat it quickly before my wife comes out of Banana Republic and sees I'm not following doctor's orders. Move it. But if you don't use the card, you're not going to get your points. If you don't get points, you won't have status. Don't you want status? Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. There's no such thing as status. It's an illusion. They try and fool you. Doesn't matter how many points you have, where you fly on the plane, what you drive, we're all exactly the same. Horrible animals running around in pants, trying to keep ourselves busy, fighting the overwhelming urge to mount each other and make smaller versions of ourselves. All the same. They try and fool you, right? Flying here. Okay, we're gonna board your flight now. Not everybody, sit down. Not all at once, you maniacs. There's some special people here getting on that plane first because they have status. We're gonna start off with our diamond-crusted, gold-plated, carbon fiber-based, Teflon-coated, premier elite access, super-duper douchebag flying guy club. And the whole place stands up. Everybody has it. How special is it? There's one guy in the other lane with a crooked leg and a cane. I have no status at all. And he walks funny, so they board him first anyway. I travel a lot. I travel all the time. I was traveling a lot last year, and I took my family out with me. Figured that would be a good thing. That was, what do you call that? A mistake. That's a mistake. That is not a good thing. You realize when you travel with your family, you don't really know these people all that well. When you're home, you're like bees in and out of a hive. You don't really hang out. And then you wake up that first morning in a hotel room just looking at each other. Yeah, you guys are pretty weird, right? Does the little one always do that? I didn't even know we had her. She doesn't look like any of us. Big moment this year, though, during the travels, the kids, for the first time in their lives, wheeled their own luggage. Huge, huge milestone. Because look, yeah, it's big. It's a big deal. Look, I've made my own people, right? I've made my own people. I've made two people. And I am their leader. I am their leader. So when they want to go somewhere, I have to plan it because they don't know where anything is. They think New York and LA are right next to each other. I have to pay for everything because they have no money or skills of any kind. But for years, I would have to carry everything that they own, like a mule, like a human mule. They would literally load everything on my back and then sit on top of the pile like a small Peruvian lady. And I would just walk through the airport with canteens hitting my legs, just standing at the gate with flies in my eyes. And sometimes you see a donkey with flies in his eyes, and you think, why doesn't he get those flies out of his eyes? Now I know. I've seen a donkey's soul. He doesn't care about the flies. He hopes the fly eats through his eye and devours the part of his brain that feels and remembers. Oh, but this year the handle went up, and they just walked ahead. I was crying in the airport. I was so happy. Still can't pack, though. We got to the hotel. The only thing in there was a Curious George and some magnets. Really? 2 weeks vacation, you thought that was gonna do it. All right. Hope you like that bathing suit. You're gonna wear it a lot. And I'm still learning about my wife. Still learning about my wife. Oh, I married a talker. 16 years together, still coming up with new stuff to say. Every goddamn day. She starts from the minute she gets up till about a half hour after she falls asleep. She'll talk to anybody. The housekeeper at the hotel doesn't speak any English at all. My wife doesn't care. Then my mother said she didn't like my hair. Can you believe that? This poor woman's like, oh no. Terrible. Then we come home, starts talking to the cats. Cats, they don't speak any language at all. My wife just sees two ears, like, I should fill those with talking noises. How many times have I told you not to go on the counter? We talk about this every day. Cat's like, meow, meow. That's terrible, meow.